renewable fuels has been a topic of discussion for quite some time, and now with a recent oil spill off the coast of Louisiana, it's likely to get even more attention as a feasible option in reducing America's dependence on foreign oil. Bob Dineen, president of the Renewable Fuels Association, says that ethanol is a win-win for producers and consumers.
Ethanol today is producing at about 13 billion gallons a year. It's the single most important value-added market for farmers. We added 400,000 jobs to the economy last year. We contributed some $53 billion to our gross domestic product. Ethanol is now blended in virtually every gallon of gasoline sold coast to coast and border to border. We are reducing consumer gasoline prices. So the impact that we are having across the economy today is extraordinary.
Dineen says that even though the ethanol industry is currently mainly corn-based,
but we know that the future, if you're really going to meet the potential of renewable fuels in this country, we've got to move beyond grain. And we're excited about that future. We want to see these technologies move forward. And I see a future where we're producing from a wider range of feedstocks and we're a more sustainable industry. And ethanol is not just a blend component, but it's being used as a replacement fuel in flexible fueled vehicles. That's the future.
Dineen adds that the industry cannot grow without a solution to the credit crisis and an extension to ethanol tax credits. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.